Siv Kapperson, the Norwegian ambassador to South Sudan, says the troika issued a statement on the matter since South Sudan's economy is very fragile.
We are at a critical time for the economic reform process. And as South Sudan is preparing to exit an IMF staff manager program and hopes soon to access a new loan. Therefore, the constant change of senior personnel risks disrupting further progress in South Sudan. So the troika therefore underscores in this statement that a faster pace is now needed in the implementation of public financial management reform. Let me also say that our concerns stem from our interest in helping ensure peace, and because we have seen tangible benefits to the South Sudanese people from the reforms to date.
Kapperson, who is also a co-chair of the Oversight Committee on Public Financial Management, says the troika is closely monitoring the progress of the financial management reforms. She says so far the troika has seen improvement.
We have seen important progress, particularly on monetary policy and exchange rate reform. And strengthening of the South Sudanese pound has been a major achievement. And this has shielded South Sudanese from rising global food prices, but many of the reforms are long-term and need momentum to progress. So therefore, we stress the need for further strengthening efforts and even, again, increase the pace in economic reform.
Kapperson says South Sudan is known for its vast natural resources and that everyone is asking where the money goes. She says the South Sudan government needs to be transparent so that people can know how much revenue is collected and how much is being used and for what purpose.
The governance revenues and expenditures should concern everyone in South Sudan. It's their money that is being spent, and they have all rights to know the exact revenues and should benefit from the investments and services provided. Transparency of public spending is therefore crucial, because it allows the people to know what resources are available in the country and debate what they think should be prioritized. And the information allows the people to hold their government to account.
Kapperson cautions the government not to expect donor funds to increase in the future. She encourages the government to step up and ensure it's able to raise revenue on its own so that the oil and non-oil revenues can be used to deliver basic services to the South Sudanese people.
South Sudan has great potential to become more prosperous, and to do so it must use its resources to invest in its own future. I also think that we will see more investors investing in South Sudan. That is also very important for the people. And we need to make sure that revenues from taxes and oil is spent on salaries, infrastructure and basic services.
Kapperson says South Sudan's debt is very high and that the government should work to reduce it so that the International Monetary Fund can continue lending the country money. She says lower debt will also spare the ordinary citizens from the burden of repaying it in the future. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.